You will hear five short extracts in which students are talking about the best way to study. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the advice the speaker gives to other students. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I wouldn't pretend I knew the best way, but I have an idea of what seems to work okay for me. I think you need to be in a good atmosphere and to try to enjoy yourself. There's no reason for studying to be a hard or miserable thing to do, is there? If you have a friend that you get on with in a relaxed way, try saying you'll do some studying together. Get some snacks to eat, but turn the music off and get on with it. See how much you can get done in a block of time, say an afternoon or morning, whatever works best for you.
Speaker 2.
My problem is not that I don't want to study, because I do, but that I fall asleep very easily. I can't tell you how many times I've sat down to do some studying, felt my eyes get a bit heavy, and the next thing I know I'm waking up an hour or so later. None of my friends will admit to the same problem, so it must just be me. I've learnt, I think, that food really doesn't help, so I try now to study when I'm feeling a bit hungry. It's also useful to avoid getting too comfortable in any way, such as sitting on a sofa or listening to relaxing music.
Speaker 3.
I don't think there's any one perfect way to study, some magical solution. You just have to do your best to stay focused, motivated. A big part of that is being realistic. If you try to read a whole book in one go, it's not going to work. Divide work up into bite-sized chunks that you can handle, like the next 10 pages, revising one set of notes, that kind of thing. If you take this step-by-step approach, you can keep going much longer, but you need a pace that you're comfortable with. Otherwise, simple stuff. Don't call your friends. Don't put the radio on. Don't lie on the bed.
Speaker 4.
I play a lot of sport, and maybe it's because of this that I look at studying as a basically physical thing, something to be in training for, to be fit for. I like to feel awake when I study, so I make sure I do some good physical exercise in the morning, say running, which will clear my mind and get me focused on studying in the afternoon. I have enough to eat, fruit and so on, so being hungry isn't preventing me from concentrating. I have a good solid chair, and my desk is at the right height, and I have a good lamp. These things really help.
Speaker 5.
The most important thing is being in the right mood. Your favourite band playing in the background can help with this and clear your mind of other thoughts so that you can just get on with your work. There are people I know who form study clubs with their friends and then agree they'll do a certain number of hours or sections of book or something in the morning before they're allowed to stop for lunch. But a lot of that seems too, well, scientific for me. And you know, I believe I enjoy the way I study more than a lot of other students enjoy the serious way.
Now play the recording again. That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.